looking at some of the new business items, it has a line here that says professional services for special legal counsel, which sounds like that could be a whole multitude of things. But I have to ask you, what is the commission going to be discussing with that line item?
Well, that one actually kind of took us by surprise, but not from the standpoint of anything being unusual, but just that the challenge came up. The folks at Duke Life Point Market General Hospital have decided to protest their tax valuation. And so in order to support the city's position before the tax tribunal, we have to secure legal counsel and representation. So I think it's a standard part of the process. It's certainly not unusual for people to come in and protest their valuation. Mm-hmm. We spent a considerable amount of time and resources on this last year as part of the Attorney General's review that led to approving the sale. And so you might recall, we previously spent $75,000 on going through a valuation of all the real property and personal property over there. We feel pretty confident it was accurate. The Attorney General certainly accepted it as part of that process, and we met all the criteria necessary to get the property added to the rolls.
And now they've dropped the message on you saying that they think that you've overvalued it in this process, that you're going to be charging them too much taxes?
Yep, absolutely. And so, unfortunately, what it means is it looks like we're going to have to spend another $100,000 to defend the value that we arrived at last year. Of course, the stakes for the city and for the hospital are pretty clear. It all ultimately comes down to how much tax they're going to pay on an annual basis. And
one thing that bears mentioning is, you know, as you're saying $100,000, you know, I mean, you're certainly not being flip about this. You've made the investment of, as a city, in the process of getting this deal done. And now they're coming back and saying, no, this isn't, you know, that this isn't right. Now that puts the city in the position of spending possibly $100,000 or more that you don't really have. I mean, you may have it in funding, but you'd rather put that towards something else, wouldn't you?
Well, that's a decision for the commission. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm reluctant, obviously, to say a whole lot more about it because since it's going to a judicial process, there's not really anything more I can say. And, you know, what the views of how this might impact the community from a policy perspective are really better left for the commission to speak to. You know, I think from an administrative standpoint, we're certainly accustomed to organizations protesting their valuation, and there's an established process for doing that. You know, there are a lot of consequences that can come from this. If the city is sustained, you know, you could look at it as, you know, spending the money to defend the position we'd already taken.
Right.
If the hospital sustains, you know, that'll have a different set of consequences that we'll see annually, you know, reflect on the long term. So that's really, you know, as far as kind of the outcome or anything that might come in between, that's really all I could speak to. It's always from an administrative standpoint, you know, you generally don't like to have to do things more than once.
Go back like that, yeah.
And you know, it's potentially a question that the commission is going to want to speak to on Monday.
Well, it drives home the point that get out and check out the meeting. Make sure you know what's going on in your city government and your municipal government. The meeting is Monday, 7 p.m., Commission Chambers, City Hall in Marquette.